गणेशाय नमः, सरस्वत्यै नमः, श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः, हरिः ओम्। हगुंसश्रुतिषच्छ्रुतिषद्धगुंसो हगुंसश्रुतिषद्वसुर्वसुश्रुतिषद्धगुंसो हगुंसश्रुतिषद्वसुः श्रुतिषद्वसुर्वसुश्रुतिषच्छ्रुतिषद्वसुरन्तरिक्षसदन्तरिक्षसद्वसुश्रुतिषच्छ्रुतिषद्वसुरन्तरिक्षसत् श्रुतिषदिति श्रुति सत् वसुरन्तरिक्षसदन्तरिक्षसद्वसुरवसुरन्तरिक्षसद्धोता होता अन्तरिक्षसद्वसुर्वसुरन्तरिक्षसद्धोता अन्तरिक्षसद्धोता होता आन्तरिक्षसदन्तरिक्षसद्धोता वेदिषद्वेदिषद्धोता आन्तरिक्षसदन्तरिक्षसद्धोता वेदिषत् अन्तरिक्षसदित्यन्तरिक्ष सत् होता वेदिषद्वेदिषद्धोता होता वेदिषदतिथिरतिथिर्वेदिषद्धोता होता वेदिषदतिथिः वेदिषदतिथिरतिथिर्वेदिषद्वेदिषदतिथिर्दुरो न सद्दुरो न सदतिथिर्वेदिषत्ते दिषदतिथिर्दुरो न सद् वेदिषदिति वेदि सत् अतिथिर्दुरो न सद्दुरो न सदतिथिरतिथिर्दुरो न सत् दुरो न सदिति दुरोण सत् नृषद्वरसद्वरसन्नृषन्नृषद्वरसदृतसदृतसद्वरसन्नृषन्नृषद्वरसदृतसत् नृषदिति नृ सत् वरसदृतसदृतसत्परसद्वरसदृतसद्व्योमसद्व्योमसदृतसत्परसद्वरसदृतसद्व्योमसत् वरसदिति वरा सत् ऋतसद्व्योमसद्व्योमसदृतसदृतसद्व्योमसदब्जा अब्जाव्योमसदृतसदृतसद्व्योमसदब्जाः ऋतसदिति ऋता सत् व्योमसदब्जा अब्जाव्योमसद्व्योमसदब्जा गोजा गोजा अब्जाव्योमसद्व्योमसदब्जा गोजाः व्योमसदिति व्योमा सत् अब्जा गोजा गोजा अब्जा अब्जा गोजा ऋतजा ऋतजा गोजा अब्जा अब्जा गोजा ऋतजाः अब्जा इत्यप जाः गोजा ऋतजा ऋतजा गोजा गोजा ऋतजा अद्रिजा अद्रिजा ऋतजा गोजा गोजा ऋतजा अद्रिजाः गोजा इति गो जाः ऋतजा अद्रिजा अद्रिजा ऋतजा ऋतजा अद्रिजा ऋतमृतमद्रिजा ऋतजा ऋतजा अद्रिजा ऋतम् ऋतजा इति ऋता जाः अद्रिजा ऋतमृतमद्रिजा अद्रिजा ऋतम् बृहद् बृहदृतमद्रिजा अद्रिजा ऋतम् बृहत् अद्रिजा इत्यद्रि जाः ऋतम् बृहद् बृहदृतमृतम् बृहत् बृहदिति बृहत् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my loving pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Respected elders and dear sisters and brothers, a loving Sai Ram to one and all. Shvete Vrishe Samarudha Shvetambara Dhara Shuchihi Mahagauri Shubham Dadyantra Mahadeva Pramodada. Salutations to Mother Mahagauri, the eighth avatar of Mother Durga, who is radiant and compassionate and removes us from the clutches of material world and leads us to the path of virtue and inner power. Greetings to everybody on the auspicious occasion of Durgashtami. Sri Adi Shankaracharya in the Viveka Chudamani said, Durlabham Trayame Vaitad Devanugraha Hetukam Manushyatvam Mumukshatvam Mahapurusha Samshrayaha. Three things in this world are very difficult to be obtained, and if obtained, it is only possible by the infinite and compassionate grace of the Divine Lord. And what are those three things? First, Manushyatvam, the rarity of a human birth. Second, Mumukshatvam, a desire to have liberation. And third, Mahapurusha Samshrayaha, the protection of a Mahapurusha, of a great spiritual being. Dear sisters and brothers, let us count our blessings, for we do not just have the rarity of having a human birth, but we have the rarity of having a human birth when the avatar walked on this earth. We just don't have the protection and guidance of a Mahapurusha, but we have the protection of the canopy of grace of the avatar of the age, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. We may not be aware and may be ignorant of all that which happens to us when we are in the divine presence of Bhagwan. The other day, Dr. Ravi Kumar beautifully narrated the beautiful experience of his father, where he got cured of cancer by just a word of Bhagwan. There are innumerable such stories of how Bhagwan has redeemed several devotees of their troubles by his looks or touch of his hand, and sometimes by even the touch of the hem of his robe. To be at the proximity of Bhagwan is not a matter of our choice, nor is it a matter of coincidence, but it is a gift of the divine providence. To speak to us on the three unique aspects of the Satya Sai avatar, as he has learnt it at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, we have today Sri R. Siddhartha from the Department of English, Prashanthi Nilayam campus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Sri R. Siddhartha hails from Chennai. He completed his bachelor's degree in English literature in Loyola College in the year 2006. He then joined the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning for the MBA program. In the year 2009, Bhagwan instructed him to do his master's in English. Implicitly obeying Bhagwan's words, Sri Siddhartha gave up his lucrative professional career and joined for his master's program in English literature in Loyola College in Chennai. After completing his course there, he joined the Department of English, Prashanthi Nilayam campus, as a faculty member. Apart from his academic pursuits, he was also a part of the Sundaram Bhajan group from the year 2003 and is currently a singer and a harmonium player in the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group. He has also acted in several dramas in Bhagwan's immediate presence during his students' days and is now involved as a director and a coordinator for various dramas that are put up by the students in the Sai Kulwant Hall. He was also blessed with a unique opportunity to accompany Bhagwan to Kodaikanal in the year 2009. He is very popular amongst his students for his enthusiasm, dynamism, and innovating teaching skills. I now request Sri R. Siddhartha to come up to the podium. Thank you, Sai Ram.
I offer my talk and myself at the lotus feet of my most beloved Swami. A loving Sai Ram to all the elders, my brothers and sisters gathered here this evening. When I was asked to talk on the occasion of the Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha this year, my mind raced back to the year 2008 when I was doing my final year. Three of us were shortlisted to speak that year as part of the Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha, if Swami desired so. But we are taught to love his uncertainty, and that year Swami did not call for any of the students to speak. He only delays, he never denies, I thought, when this opportunity came to me. And when I was asked to speak, the first thought that crossed my mind was, what could I speak about? On the 30th of April in the year 2009, when we were with Bhagwan at Sai Shruti in Kodaikanal, that day after the morning bhajans, Swami picked a classmate of mine and me to address the gathering that evening. And over lunch, even as he was dining, Swami sent word for the two of us and we rushed to his presence. And Swami asked me, what would you speak about this evening? I could only muster up courage to tell him, Swami, I would like to talk about the lessons that I have learnt at your feet. I would like to talk about you. He seemed very happy with my answer. So that was the first thought that came to my mind. And then we know that all over the world, we are having this lead up and the build that is getting towards Bhagwan's 90th year of his advent. And yesterday we celebrated the day when he declared that he was the avatar of the Yuga. So I thought to myself, yes, probably it would be befitting if I did speak about the avatar. But what do I speak of a phenomenon that is the avatar? As Purandaradasa sang, Jagadodharana Adisidal Shodha Jagadodharana Anoraniyana Mahato Mahiyana Anoraniyana Mahato Mahiyana. The divine is present in the smallest of creation, the atom, Anoraniyana, as well as the largest of creation. The macrocosm and the microcosm contain this divinity. What then can I speak of this divinity, the avatar? What could I speak in 20, 25 minutes that has not been said before here and elsewhere? And what can I describe or hope to achieve that the Vedas, the Upanishads, the Puranas, the Shastras, all the religious texts of all the religions have not been able to complete in its entirety? What could I do then? It is said, the mother shows the child his or her father. The father shows the child his or her guru. And guru shows the child God. In my case, it was slightly different. My mother showed me my physical father and brought me here to Prashanthi Nilayam in the year 95. I recall through those peepholes near the tulsi plants there, I saw this loving orange form walk back to his residence, and my mother pointed out to him and said, this is God and He is your guru as well. She showed me all three. I don't know why, but I instantly accepted that He is God. And looking back, was it because of the implicit faith that I had in my mother's words that she could not be wrong? Or is it because my heart just accepted that yes, this is God? And having come to know of God, I wanted to know more about God. And I didn't have the opportunity to study here that early in my life. So therefore, I turned towards the books that were written on Swami by various devotees. So my learning of Swami, how I learnt about Swami, how I fell in love with Swami, was largely due to the books that I have read on Bhagwan. And after joining here as a student, and subsequently, I got to interact with a lot of people who have spent decades in His immediate presence. So that is another factor that contributed to how I learnt about Bhagwan. And of course, the few years that I could spend in His immediate presence. Given all of this, I thought that I could speak about what I have learnt of the avatar with all these as my inputs. And what I have learnt about the avatar is, there are three very dominating facets to His personality. And these facets He displayed throughout His physical sojourn, probably even before He took physical advent, and He continues to show these three facets to His personality. The three facets are, firstly, tremendous, secondly, mysterious, and third, fascinating. When you look at the word tremendous, it is defined as notable by reason of extreme size, power, and greatness. Enough has been said about how the avatar had a tremendous mission. We all know that He chose this nondescript village in the middle of nowhere, and He drew the whole world without having to step out into the world. He drew the whole world to Prashanthi Nilayam. Of course, we all know, and enough has been spoken about the medical marvels, the Satya Sai Seva organizations, which has its presence in India as well as countries abroad. I recall a very interesting anecdote. When Swami, of course, we know, was earlier in the old Mandir, which was just a probably a medium-sized hall with a tin roof at best. And when He moved out of Puttaparthi to Prashanthi Nilayam, a large distance which we walk as the Gopuram Road today, when the plans were being drawn up for the Prashanthi Mandir, I believe Mother Ishwaramma submitted to Swami, saying, "Swami, do you require such a big hall, this bhajan hall which as we know it?" She asked Swami, "Do you require such a big hall?" Because the number of devotees in those days were just a handful. And her logic was, why not have a smaller hall that looks packed, rather than construct a big hall which would look largely empty? Of course, we know that the bhajan hall did not suffice for Swami. He had the Purnachandra Auditorium built, which was at one point of time the largest hall in Asia without pillars in between. The Purnachandra did not suffice, and He had to get the Sai Kulwanth Hall constructed. And as I stand here, I see that even the Sai Kulwanth Hall is not enough, and that is why we moved to the Hillview Stadium for major functions, and even that brims over. That is how tremendous, that's why I said, in terms of size, in terms of glory, we know that the avatar was definitely tremendous. In the year 1999, when Swami had visited Kodaikanal, on the eve of His departure, Swami called one of the brothers and asked him to find out how many security personnel had accompanied Swami. The number was found to be 24 and was submitted to Swami. So Swami sent for safari cloths to be given to them in bags, and as He usually does, He had given even 1,000 rupees each for the stitching charges. That is the detail to which He looks into. And this was distributed to those security personnel, and Swami retired for the evening. A short while later, it was found that 9 people had been missed out. And this was brought to the attention of that brother who had done the math. And he was wondering how he could broach this with Swami now. And even as they were discussing, Swami came out and said, "What is this meeting going on?" And he ventured to tell Swami, "Swami, we missed out on 9 people. So I believe Swami started engaging, saying, okay, so what shall we do? Are there identical bags? Are there still some more safari material? And even as he was saying all this, he called another brother and said, just go to that pile of letters which devotees have given to me, submitted to me. There is one letter with a blue border. Just bring that. And this brother brought it. And Swami is continuing this conversation, apparently helpless, as in what should we do, and so on. And he's tearing this cover open. Just as he finished tearing this cover open, a bundle of notes fell out. And Swami is pretending like he's surprised and shocked. He's saying, huh? Where did this come from? What is this? Why has he kept money inside this cover? And one of the elders who happened to be present there ventured to tell Swami, it is your sankalpa that this money appeared. And Swami chided him very severely, saying, Chi, I don't use my sankalpa for such petty things like money. And Swami then revealed that the avatar takes only one sankalpa. He said, I need to take only one sankalpa. And that is to come in human form. Everything else, whatever I need, wherever I need, whenever I need, it will just come. I don't need to will for it. Now that shows us what powers the avatar has, what powers the avatar comes with. And yet this avatar does not display those powers to us all the time. Like how he is still behind curtains, he shrouds this aspect of his power with the veil which we call Maya. But ever once in a while, he doesn't open this curtain, he just parts it a wee bit, so that we can have a glimpse into that infinity. In the year that we went to Kodaikanal with Swami, one evening, Swami had, the usual routine in Kodaikanal is that the evening sessions are held in the bhajan hall inside because it gets a little cold for the devotees to sit outside. And that evening, Swami had requested our former Vice Chancellor, G. Venkatraman sir, to talk to the gathering. And Swami said, I want the speech to be held outside. And he said, Swami, it would be cold. He said, no, there are a lot of devotees who are seated outside who don't get darshan because I sit indoor. I want to sit outside. So, as per Swami's command, the speech went on outside. After we came back inside to the living quarters, just before dinner, Swami was complimenting sir about his speech. And sir ventured to submit to Swami, saying, Swami, you had to go through a lot of discomfort. And Swami said, no, nothing like that. Avanni ledu. He said, no, Swami, you are seated outside and there's a lake that faces Sai Shruti. So the cold winds were coming from the lake and it must have precipitated the chill factor. And Swami very so casually remarked, he said, if I want, I can get even hot winds to blow from there. But all that I don't do. So that is what I said. It's that parting of the curtain. He just for a glimpse, he will tell you what he's really capable of. And if you're not paying attention, it's very easy to miss it. And on another day, we all had our tiffin and we were waiting for Swami to come. And Swami had his tiffin inside in his quarters. And Swami came out nibbling one small baby-sized cucumber. It was a very cute sight to see that Swami was nibbling that cucumber as he came out. And he sat with us and he continued to eat it. And at one point of time, clearly he was done eating it. And there was a small bit of it left, which he was holding in his hand. And we realized that it's a golden opportunity that he would want to dispose of it. And one of us could be that lucky beneficiary. And we were all waiting for that signal to come to someone. Unconsciously, probably all 30, 35 of us around him started holding our hands like this, trying to indicate to him, saying, Swami, yes, we are ready. When you want to give it, we are ready. And Swami obviously observed this. And after a while, he looked around and he just flicked it. We saw it in his hand. We saw him flick it. We saw it travel in the air. Nobody caught it. Obviously, the mind tends to think that maybe it fell between two people or somebody caught it and he's not making a scene of it. He probably popped it into his mouth. But, brothers and sisters, it was not to be found. I have only read and heard that in the days of yore in Kodaikanal where he used to materialize objects, he showed us that he could dematerialize like that while it was in transit. When you look at these moments, when you are in his presence during these moments, you are obviously struck with awe. These moments numb your senses. You can't believe your own eyes. You can't believe what you just saw. There is no logic to it. Right? And that is when you realize His power is very mysterious. And that is the second aspect of the Lord, that He is very mysterious. Mysterious is defined as strange, difficult to understand, inexplicable. These are some of the synonyms that I came across. Inexplicable. It cannot be explained. And I'm sure in this August gathering, there are so many people who have had experiences where they have seen this mystery aspect of the Lord. When you look at it, you don't seem to understand what is going on, but you try to seek to understand what really happened. Another incident which involves Professor Kasturi, even before he had written the Swami's biography, I believe one day one of the visitors to Prashanthi Nilayam accosted him somewhere here in East Prashanthi and said, "Are there any books on Swami?" And he submitted saying, "No sir, there are no books on Swami." That person went away. A short while later, Swami summons Professor Kasturi to his room. And Swami asks him, "What did that man ask you?" So he says, "Swami, he asked me if there are any books on you." And Swami said, "So what did you tell him?" "I told him there are no books." "You should have told him, Swami cannot be understood by books." You realize that the avatar is the riddle and the avatar is the answer. When you try to understand, like Swami himself says, the avatar is meant to be experienced, not understood. Therefore, when we ask these silly questions, we are only defeating that purpose. We are not enjoying the experience. Our spiritual evolution probably depends only on the experience, not on the understanding. And that is what we often miss out on. On another occasion, when Swami was in Prashanthi Mandir, I believe one evening as they were returning from the Chitravati sessions, Swami remarked to some devotees who were around him saying, "Do you know what is the greatest mystery of creation?" And they said, "No, Swami." Swami said, "Remind me tomorrow about it, I will tell you." So they were all, these few elders were very excited that they are going to be privy to the knowledge of what is the greatest mystery of creation. The next day, as luck would have it, Swami was very busy because some devotees were leaving Prashanthi Nilayam. So he was spending a lot of time with them. So these few elders thought it unwise to disturb Swami. We can always remind him the following day when he has more time. And the day ended. This elder was sleeping here in the mandir, and in the night Swami comes and wakes him up. Swami taps him and says, "What is this? Nobody wants to know about the greatest mystery? Nobody reminded me today." And he said, "No Swami, we thought you were busy, so we thought we'll ask you tomorrow." He said, "No, there's no time for that. You come with me." And Swami took this person to the terrace of Prashanthi Mandir. And he writes that obviously there was nothing else but the mandir itself, so anything beyond the mandir is pitch black. And Swami goes to the parapet wall and stands and looks up into the sky. And he writes that different divine beings came flying in from all parts of the sky. They were so radiant, resplendent and brilliant that he was not able to keep his eyes on them. And he says they came flying in. Some looked like angels. Some looked like devas. Some looked very gory and ghastly. They came down. They come to Swami. Swami says a word or two to them and they fly away. Unable to see the sight, it seems he almost had to shut his eyes. That is how brilliant it was. Shortly after, Swami turns around, comes to him and says, "Do you know who they were?" He says, "No Swami, but they looked very divine." Swami said, "Yes, these are the divine beings that I have placed in different parts of the universe to do my work when I am here." And then Swami asks him, "Do you know what is their deepest desire?" And he says, "No Swami. Their deepest desire is to spend time with me, sitting next to me, touching me and talking to me." And then he said, "What have you done that they have not done to deserve this chance?" That is the greatest mystery of creation. So when we look at what we have got, this avatar that we have, what did we do to come here? What did we do to be in His presence today? Which divine beings apparently yearn for? We really can't answer that question. And these stories, obviously, I can go on. And every story that involves Swami is so fascinating. And that is the third aspect of the Lord. He's fascinating. Fascinating is to be transfixed, held spellbound by an irresistible power. I think that sums up Swami so beautifully. To be held transfixed, spellbound by an irresistible power. My goodness. When we look at it, how each of us came to Swami. How each and every one of us came to Swami. It is said that as many types of people are there, there are those many ways to reach God. But here is a Lord that shows us that as many types of people are there, there are those many ways for me to call you. Is it not? All our stories are so unique. They are so distinct. They might be similar, but they're distinct. They may be personal, but they're universal. And if you look at what the avatar has achieved with millions of people, it is tremendous that he has had so many different types of visiting cards. It is mysterious how he found so many. And when two Sai devotees meet, if you just ask the other person the question, so how did you come to Swami? That story is so fascinating. Our story to Bhagwan is tremendous, mysterious and fascinating in itself. Is it not? So, we all have had this opportunity to be with him. And when we look back at the pages of our lives, those moments when he walked to us, when he talked to us, each time he spoke to us, there was wisdom. Each time was an experience. A look, a single look from Swami. Sometimes that look could just cut you into two pieces. You would feel like you were just split. And there could be another occasion when you were so broken in life, he would come and just give you that one look. No words exchanged, just that one look. And you will find the strength to be one again. The third aspect, like I said, is that he is extremely fascinating. I would like to wind up with one more fascinating tale that involved me as well. This was sometime in the month of March this year. One morning I had a very beautiful dream where I was seated in the upper portico just in front of the interview room. Swami opened the door and he said, "Final year boys," he called out. For some strange reason, I stood up. I turned back and I saw that there were two more boys standing somewhere down the line. One of them was a final year third UG boy whom I knew, who was studying here. So I looked at Swami and I said, "Swami, there are only three of us." He said, "No problem, come in." I have never been in this state. I have never entered the interview room. It is only in my dreams. And therefore, every time the interview room looks different to me. So when I walked in, there was a large couch for Swami and Swami sat. I observed that these two other brothers did not venture to sit too close to Swami. They were a little hesitant and they were seated a little back. So I went and planted myself right at Swami's feet. Swami started talking to us about how we should conduct ourselves. And Swami said, "Boys should be of very good conduct, especially when you leave the system and when you leave the portals of the university and go out." And then Swami said, "Wrong is wrong, even if everybody is doing it. Right is right, even if only one person is doing it. Like that Africa boy." And he looked at me. Now, we'll just pause the story at this point. I had no idea whom Swami was referring to, but in my dream I did. So I looked at Swami and I nodded my head and I said, "Swami, Anmol Swami." And he said, "Ha, that boy." And I turned back. These two brothers were obviously seeing stars. They did not know who Swami is referring to. Now I will pause the story. When I was doing my MBA, I had a batchmate by name Anmol Mehta. And I just knew that he was doing MSc. He was in the band. Apart from that, I knew nothing else about him. And he's the only person that I know by that name. So, when I told Swami Anmol Mehta, there's still some logic because I know somebody by that name. But I did not know where he is, what he is doing, nothing. After 2008 or 2009, I have not seen him. So, it is pretty surprising that when Swami referred to an Africa boy, I named him and Swami said yes. When these two brothers, coming back to the dream, when these two brothers did not know the story, I turned back and tell them, "Brother, Swami is referring to one of our alumni students by name Anmol Mehta. He is working in Africa. There was a strike in his factory and Anmol refused to participate in the strike. I have no idea if this really happened, but I am telling this very confidently. I am telling this. And Swami says, Chudu, you should be like him. The dream ended. A couple of days later, I shared this dream with one of my teachers. And that was the end of it. We just shared the dream and it was over. Or so we thought. When the study holidays began, this teacher was walking towards the college one morning. And at the gate, he saw one girl and one boy standing. So as sir approached them, they both wished sir. Sir wished them back. And this boy seemed to have said, sir, I've come for the first time to Puttaparthi after my wedding. And this is the first time for my wife. I just wanted to know if I could show her the campus where I studied. So sir has told, it's study holidays, it should not be a problem. But you better meet the director and take his permission. And sir guided him to the director's office. And sir went to his cabin. After a while, this boy comes and says, thank you, sir. I met the director. He gave me permission. I just showed her around. I just thought I'll thank you. So then, out of courtesy, sir said, why don't you sit, and gave them both a chair to sit. And since sir has confessed saying, I know you studied here, but I don't remember your name. I'm very bad with names. What is your name? He said, sir, my name is Anmol Mehta. So sir's antenna went up. My God. Because I had just mentioned the name to sir a few days ago. So then, not wanting to make it very obvious, sir has struck a conversation with him and asked him, so where are you right now? Where are you working? Sir, I'm working in Nigeria, sir, in Africa. Okay, now this is getting very interesting. So then sir has said, don't mind me asking, but was there some strike in your factory or office or something which you did not take part in? You would think Anmol would say yes, but Anmol said no. Anmol said, no sir, nothing of that sort, no, nothing really happened. So sir has left it at that. Then his wife butted in. She said, no, you forgot or what? Couple of months back something happened, no? Yes sir, something like that did happen. So sir has asked, what happened? It seems in his organization, some employees decided to go against the management on some account. So they were a large number, the majority of the organization, and they had decided, tomorrow the majority of us will barge into the admin section and tell them this is what we want and we will work only under these conditions. So obviously the pressure is on everybody to take sides. Either you join the majority or you stay with the minority. So I believe Anmol came back home that day and he was very distressed because he felt what the majority is asking is not the right thing to do. But he doesn't want to take their side because he feels it is wrong. And he's aware that if he stays with the minority, he's going to be singled out later. So after a lot of thought, he decided he will simply bunk work the next day. He will take leave. So he has taken leave from work the next day and avoided the whole situation. The day after when he has gone to work, everything was already settled. The majority didn't take much note of him. The minority didn't take much note of him. He was considered to be a very new... Nobody knew what his stance was at all. So then he has told this to sir and said, this is what happened, sir. And then sir has told him, asked him, do you know Siddhartha, your batchmate? No, sir, I don't remember. No, he was doing MBA and then he is now teaching. No, sir, I don't remember. Then sir said, okay, there is this batchmate of yours who is staying here. Right now he's teaching. And this is what happened in his dream 10 days ago. And sir has narrated this dream to him. I believe I didn't meet Anmol that trip of his at all. I didn't even know he came to Parthi and he had gone back. But sir tells me that both he and his wife broke down. And he was saying, sir, I'm coming back after 5 years to Prashanthi Nilayam. And the first thing that I realize is that he's still very much watching over us every single second. Now you tell me, brothers and sisters and elders, what are the chances of me knowing about someone whom I don't know about? What are the chances that someone who's in Nigeria comes to Prashanthi Nilayam within 10 days of this incident, of my dream? And what are the chances that he bumps into the only teacher in my campus who knows the story? Obviously, there's a higher power at work. As much as it was a very moving experience for Anmol, even when I recall, it's such a moving experience for me when I think of how much he's watching over us. How we don't realize how much he's watching over us. When he said, I'm above you, below you, behind you, around you, beside you, I don't know how many of us really took it seriously, but he seems to have taken it very seriously when he said it. So, let us remember that we have come in contact with a very special avatar. And let us not allow ourselves to ask questions of the avatar. Why does Swami allow this to happen? Why does Swami not do this? Because when we are doing that, we are trying to understand him. You cannot understand the riddle when the riddle is the answer. We are just meant to experience him. And in those moments, let us keep telling ourselves that he is tremendous, he is mysterious, he is fascinating. And when he is those three, he can do anything. We just have to experience it. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you so much for this opportunity. But let us just remember only that when we have come in contact with him, we are bound to him and he is bound to us.
जिसके सर पर हाथ हो तेरा कौन बिगाड़े उसकी हर पल उसके साथ है बाबा हर पल रक्षा उसकी
थैंक यू साई राम
At the outset, I would like to thank the speaker for very beautifully bringing out the unique aspects of the Satya Sai avatar. A poet beautifully put the relationship between the Satya Sai avatar and his students in a poem. He said, Yajure sthitam tu hridaye suvasam. One might assume that he always stays in the Yajur Mandir, but his actual residence is the heart of his devotees. Swakalpanta Leelam Pradarshya Sakarsham. He attracts his devotees by performing Leelas or Mahimas, which are very, very unique, which are incomprehensible by the human mind. Sahasrambatulyam chasneha pradantam. He is the one who showers his love, which is that of a thousand mothers. Sada sai natham sumitram bhajeham. I shall always remember that Lord Sai, who is also my best friend. To celebrate the 75 years of the Avatar Declaration Day, today we have the Prashanti Dance Group, which constitutes of students from all the three men's campuses of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, and the Srimati Ishwaramma High School. Before the Prashanti Dance Group comes forth for the program, we would now pray to Bhagwan to bless us all with his divine discourse. Bhagwan's discourse will be followed by the program. Thank you, Sai Ram.
Prema Swarupulara.
Embodiments of love.
మానవుడనగా ఎవరు?
హూ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ బ్లిస్?
శరీర మనసు ఆత్మల యొక్క మూడింటి యొక్క సమ్మిళితమైన స్వరూపమే.
మ్యాన్ ఇస్ ద కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ మైండ్ అండ్ ద స్పిరిట్.
బాడీ పనులు చేస్తుంది.
బాడీ యాక్ట్స్.
మైండ్ విచారణ సల్పుతుంది.
మైండ్ ఎంక్వైర్స్.
ఆత్మ సాక్షిభూతిగా ఉంటారు.
ఆత్మ ద స్పిరిట్ స్టాండ్స్ అస్ ద విట్నెస్.
ప్రతి కర్మ కూడాను దేహం అత్యవసరము.
దేర్ఫోర్ టు ఫర్ ఎవరీ యాక్టివిటీ బాడీ ఇస్ ఎసెన్షియల్.
కర్మలు ఆచరించేటువంటిది దేహమే.
ఇట్ ఇస్ ద బాడీ దట్ యాక్ట్స్.
మంచి చెడ్డలు నిర్ణయించేటువంటిది మనసే.
ఇట్ ఇస్ ద మైండ్ దట్ డిసైడ్స్ గుడ్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్.
దీనిని పురస్కరించుకుని ఆత్మ దీనికి సాక్షిభూతంగా ఉంటుంది.
ఫర్ ఆల్ దిస్ ఆత్మ ద స్పిరిట్ స్టాండ్స్ అస్ ద విట్నెస్.
శాశ్వతంగా ఉండేటువంటిది ఆత్మనే.
ది స్పిరిట్ ఇస్ పర్మనెంట్.
విచారణ సల్పనది మనసే.
ఇట్ ఇస్ ద మైండ్ దట్ డిస్టింగ్విషెస్.
ఆచరించినది దేహమే.
అండ్ దెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ద బాడీ.
ఈ మూడింటి యొక్క స్వరూపమే మానవుడు.
మ్యాన్ ఇస్ ద కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ త్రీ.
కనుకనే ఈ మానవుడు,
దిస్ మ్యాన్,
శరీరమును,
ద బాడీ,
మనస్సును,
ద మైండ్,
ఆత్మతో కలిసి ఉండినప్పుడు,
అండ్ వెన్ హీ ఇస్ ఇన్ ద కంపెనీ ఆఫ్ ది సెల్ఫ్,
ఇతనే పరిపూర్ణ మానవుడు అంటారు.
అండ్ హీ దట్ మేక్స్ ద టోటల్ మ్యాన్ హుడ్.
కానీ మనస్సును ఆత్మను త్యజించి,
బట్ ఇఫ్ హీ గివ్స్ అప్ మైండ్ అండ్ ఆత్మ,
కేవలం శరీరమును మాత్రమే అనుభవించే సమయం లోపల,
if he just experiences with this body,
దీన్ని పశుత్వము అన్నారు,
he comes down to the level of animality.
ఈ శరీరము మనసు రెండు చేరి ఆత్మను విసర్జించినప్పుడు,
therefore when the body and the mind together give up the
ఆత్మ, దానవత్వము అన్నారు,
and this is called the demonic nature.
శరీరమును మనసును త్యజించి,
if body and mind are given up,
ఆత్మసత్వంలో మాత్రమే జీవించేటువంటి దాన్ని దైవత్వము అన్నారు.
If the life proceeds along the line of the spirit, it is divinity.
దైవత్వముగా కేవలం ఆత్మతో మనం సంబంధం కల్పించుకోవటమే.
The divine path wants you to establish relationship with
ఆత్మ. అభిమానమును మాత్రమే మనం అభివృద్ధి గావించుకోవాలి.
One should have attachment to the self.
ఈ దేహాభిమానం అభివృద్ధి గావించుకోవటం వల్ల అది పశుత్వంగా మారిపోతుంటారు.
The body attachment is responsible for bestial nature.
దేహంతో పాటు మనసును కూడా చేర్చడం చేతనే దానవత్వంగా రూపొందుతుంది.
As the mind follows the body, it makes you a demon.
ఈ రెండింటిని త్యజించి ఆత్మ యొక్క సంబంధమునే కలిగించుకోవటము ఆత్మాభిమానం అన్నారు.
One has to sacrifice both these two and develop attachment to the self.
ఆత్మాభిమానమే నిజమైనటువంటి యొక్క తేజో సంబంధమైనటువంటిది.
Attachment to the self is really brilliant and effulgent.
కనుకనే మానవుడు ఇచ్చినటువంటి ఈ మూడింటిని,
the three that were gifted,
సద్వినియోగపరిచి,
must be properly used,
సదాచారంలో ప్రవేశపెట్టి,
take to right path,
కాలకర్మకారణ కర్తవ్యాలు పురస్కరించుకుని,
based on the circumstances and the time,
సమయ స్ఫూర్తిగా వీటిని వినియోగించుకోవాలి.
We have to make use of them in the appropriate right way.
ఏదో మనసున్నది కదా అని ఇష్టప్రకారం దానిని ప్రసరింప చేయకూడదు.
Just as the mind is given, you cannot think as you like.
పరిమితులు ఉంటున్నాయి.
The thinking must be under certain limits.
ఏది చేయవచ్చును, ఏది చేయకూడదు.
What is to be done, what is not to be done.
ఏది మంచి, ఏది చెడ్డ.
What is good, what is
అని విచారణ శక్తి మనసుకు ఉంటుండాలి.
One must inquire with the mind.
ఈ విచారణ లోపల మంచి అని తెలిసినటువంటి దాన్ని మనం ఆచరణలో పెట్టాలి.
On inquiry that you find good must be practiced, adopted.
తెలిసి కూడాను దీన్ని ఆచరణలో పెట్టలేకపోవటము,
being not able to practice having known,
దీనినే దానవత్వము అన్నారు,
is demonic temperament.
కానీ ఇట్టి మనసు యొక్క తత్వాన్ని ఏ మాత్రము లెక్క చేయక,
is not mindful of the nature of the mind,
దేహమునే లక్ష్యంలో దుంచుకొని,
keeps always the body,
దేహాభిమానం చేతనే జీవిస్తూ,
and carries on the life,
దేహమునకు సంబంధించినటువంటి ప్రవృత్తులన్నీ కూడాను అనుభవిస్తూ ఉండటం,
and experiences with the body are in every way,
దీనికి ఏ మాత్రము తారతమ్యం లేదు.
The body has no differences,
హెచ్చుపల్లములు లేదు,
no differences, ups and downs,
భేదములు ఏ మాత్రము పాటించదు.
It doesn't follow any norms.
కనుకనే దేహమునకు సంబంధించినటువంటి ఇచ్చలను అనుభవించగోటమే ఇది ఏ పశుత్వము అన్నారు.
The animal enjoys with the body, go by its desire.
లోకములో కూడాను అనేక మంది పెద్దలు చెప్పేటువంటి వారు,
ది ఎల్డర్స్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్ ఆల్సో సే,
ఇష్టం వచ్చినట్టుగా ప్రవర్తిస్తుంటే ఏం రా నువ్వేం పశువా అంటారు.
If you act in the way, easily in a free way, they ask you, are you animal?
కేవలం మనసును మాత్రమే అనుభవించుకుంటూ ఉండేటువంటి కేవలం అతనికి రాక్షసుడు అంటుంటారు.
If it's only at the mental levels, it's a demonic quality.
ఈ రాక్షసత్వం అనేటువంటిది దేని నుంచి ప్రారంభమైంది?
Where from has it started?
శరీరమును త్యజించి,
giving up the body,
ఆత్మను విసర్జించి,
giving, forgetting our spirit,
మనసు యొక్క తత్వమునే ప్రాటిస్తూ ఉంటాము.
And then he proceeds along the psychological path.
కనుకనే మనస్సుకు ఏమాత్రం కూడాను మంచి చెడ్డలు బోధించుకోదు.
అండ్ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ మైండ్ డస్ నాట్ గో బేసికలీ,
అది శరీరంతో సంబంధమైనప్పుడే మంచి చెడ్డలు కొంతవరకు విచారణ చేస్తుంది.
యాజ్ ద మైండ్ ఫాలోస్ ద బాడీ, ఇట్ డిస్టింగ్విషెస్ గుడ్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్.
కనుకనే దీన్ని దేంతోనూ సంబంధం లేకుండా కల్పించుకోవటమే ఈ మనస్సు యొక్క స్వభావము.
దేర్ఫోర్ ద మైండ్ కెన్ థింక్ ఇండిపెండెంట్లీ విదౌట్ ఎస్టాబ్లిషింగ్ రిలేషన్.
ఈ మనస్సు శరీరమును త్యజించి,
and giving up the body in the
ఆత్మాభిమానంతో సంచరించేటువంటి వాడే దైవత్వము.
Giving up the mind, if one follows the self, he attains divinity.
కనుకనే అట్టి దైవత్వాన్ని పొందేటానికి ఈ మానవుడు తగినటువంటి కృషి చేయాలి.
Man should make every attempt to reach divine.
మనసు ఉండవచ్చును,
mind exists,
శరీరం ఉండవచ్చును,
body is there,
కానీ ఇది శరీరం పనిచేసే నిమిత్తము.
But body is there to function.
మనసు విచారణ చేయాలి.
Mind should inquire.
మంచి చెడ్డను తర్కించాలి.
Mind should discriminate.
ఈ తర్కించి మంచి అని తెలిసినటువంటి దాన్ని ప్రాక్టీస్ లో పెట్టాలి.
Having decided what is good must be practiced.
కనుకనే మానవత్వంలో ఇంతటి సూక్ష్మమైనటువంటి యొక్క క్రియలన్నీ ఇక్కడ నిలిచి ఉన్నాయి.
In human life there are so many subtle secrets.
దైవత్వము కాంతిని చూపేటువంటి వాడు.
God shows light.
ప్రకాశాన్ని అందించేటువంటి వాడు.
He gives you all the brilliance.
మనస విచారణ చేసి
mind investigates.
ఆత్మాభిమానాన్ని పెంచుకునేటువంటిది.
And wants you to develop attachment to yourself.
ఆత్మాభిమానం అనేటువంటిది ఈనాడు మర్చిపోయినారు.
Today we don't find attachment to the spirit.
జీవితమంతా గడుపుతున్నారు.
The life is carried today being attached to the body.
ఏమిటి?
What is this body?
ఇది పాంచభౌతికమైన దేహమే.
It is made up of the elements.
ఇది అనిత్యమైనటువంటిది.
But it is temporary.
Body is like a water bubble.
Body is like a water bubble.
Mind is like a mad monkey.
Mind is like a mad monkey.
Don't follow the mind. Don't follow the body.
Don't follow the mind. Don't follow the body.
Follow the conscience. అదే ఆత్మను అనుసరించు.
ఫాలో ది కాన్షియన్స్, ది సెల్ఫ్.
అప్పుడే నీకు సరైన మార్గం కనిపిస్తుంది.
దెన్ యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ ద రైట్ పాత్.
కానీ కొంతవరకు మూడింటిని కూడా అనుభవించుకోవటంలో తప్పు లేదు.
దేర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ రాంగ్ ఇన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ ఆల్ ద త్రీ బాడీ, మైండ్ అండ్ సెల్ఫ్.
ఆత్మ యొక్క కాంతి చేత,
విత్ ది లైట్ ఆఫ్ ది సెల్ఫ్,
మనసు యొక్క ప్రబోధన చేత,
విత్ ది టీచింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్,
శరీరం చేత కర్మలు అనుభవించవచ్చు.
వన్ కెన్ యాక్ట్ విత్ ది బాడీ.
వీటిని ప్రాకృతమైన ధర్మములు అన్నారు.
దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ద ఫిజికల్ కాండక్ట్.
ఇది ధర్మములు అనేటువంటి దానికి కొన్ని రకమైనటువంటి యొక్క అర్థములు కూడా ఉంటున్నాయి.
ధర్మ హ్యాస్ గాట్ సటిల్ మీనింగ్స్.
ఏది హృదయ ధర్మము?
వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ రిలేటెడ్?
కాన్స్టెంట్ ఇంటిగ్రేటెడ్ అవేర్నెస్.
That dharma of the heart is constant integrated awareness.
కాని శారీరక సంబంధమైనటువంటిది, మానసిక సంబంధమైనటువంటి ధర్మములంతా కూడాను ప్రాకృతమైనటువంటి ప్రవృత్తులు.
The physical and the mental dharma are external.
ఇవన్నీ ప్రవృత్తులే.
They all represent the external way.
కానీ నివృత్తికి ఏమాత్రము సంబంధం లేదు.
It has no relationship with the inward journey.
కానీ ఈ యొక్క మూడింటి యొక్క చేరిక చేతనే ప్రవృత్తి నివృత్తుల యొక్క సమ్మిళితమైనటువంటి తత్వాన్ని మనం అనుభవించవచ్చు.
We can experience at the same time the combination of ప్రవృత్తి external and నివృత్తి internal.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
embodiment
of మొట్టమొదట మానవునికి ఉండినటువంటి ఈ మూడు ఇంద్రియములను కూడాను సరైన మార్గంలో పెట్టుకోవాలి.
Man should proceed in the right direction with these three.
శరీరంతో కర్మలు ఆచరించాలి.
Do all activity with this body.
ఎట్టి కర్మలు ఆచరించాలి?
What kind of action?
ఎప్పుడు ఆచరించాలి?
When?
దేనికోసం ఆచరించాలి?
What for?
దీని యొక్క ఫలితం ఏమిటి?
What is the result?
అని అన్నిటికీ అర్థం తెలుసుకొని,
One has to understand all aspects.
ఎప్పుడు, ఎక్కడ, ఎచ్చట, ఏమి, ఎందుకు?
One has to answer all these questions. Where, when, why, how?
ఈ శరీరంలో మనం ప్రవేశించాలి.
With all the five senses we should take to action.
అప్పుడే ఇది తప్పు మార్గంలో ప్రవేశించదు.
Then it will never go along the wrong path.
కనుకనే ఈ శరీరం నిచ్చిండేటువంటిదంతా కూడాను కేవలం శరీర ధర్మం ప్రవృత్తి లక్షణం.
Body is gifted to undertake activity.
శరీరమాద్యం కను ధర్మ సాధకం.
Body is there to do all right action.
ఎట్టి ధర్మము? లోక సంధమ్మము.
What kind of dharma?
ప్రవృత్తి అయినటువంటి ధర్మము ఆచరించే కోసం శరీరం ఇచ్చాడు.
The body is given by God to do right action.
కను ధర్మ సాధకం.
Body is given to do all right activity.
మనసు ఇచ్చినటువంటి దేని కోసం?
Why mind is given?
మనసు ఇచ్చినటువంటి నిత్యానిత్య పరిశీలన చేసే కోసమని.
Mind is there to inquire what is right and what is wrong.
పరిశీలన గావించే కోసమని.
And to discriminate what is good and bad.
కనుక ఈ పరిశీలన గావించి
One should inquire.
ఈ పరిశీలన దేని వల్ల గాలించాలని ఫీల్ అవుతుంది?
And how is it possible to inquire?
ఆత్మ యొక్క ప్రబోధన చేతనే ఈ మనసు పరిశీలన చేస్తుంది.
The inquiry is possible basing on the light of the spirit.
మనసు మధ్యలో ఉంటుండాలి.
The mind is in between.
ఇటువైపున ఆత్మ, ఇటువైపున శరీరము.
On one side there is the body, the other side the self.
ఈ మనసు అనేటువంటిది ఆత్మను అనుసరించి,
the mind should follow the spirit.
శరీర కర్మను ఆచరించడం.
And should undertake activity with the body.
మార్గమే.
This is the proper path.
కానీ ఇప్పుడు ఆత్మ ధర్మాన్ని విసర్జించి
Today one has given up the nature of the self. శరీరమే
ఫ్రెండ్గా చేసుకుని శరీర ధర్మమే ప్రవృత్తిగా భావిస్తున్నారు.
And they go by the body in the external path.
కనుకనే శరీర మనసులు రెండు చేరిపోవటం చేతనే రాక్షసుడిగా రూపొందుతున్నాడు.
As there is a combination of the body and the mind, man has become a demon.
ఈనాడు లోకము లోపల జరిగేటువంటివన్నీ కూడాను ఈ రాక్షస కర్మలే జరుగుతున్నాయి.
Today we find in this world all devilish demonic activity.
విచారణ శక్తి ఏమాత్రమూ లేదు.
There is no discrimination at all.
జ్ఞానం అనేటువంటిది ఎప్పుడు మనకు లభిస్తుంది?
How do you hope to ఆత్మాభిమానం
సంభవించినప్పుడే జ్ఞానం మనకు లభ్యమవుతుంది.
When you are attached to the self, it is possible to be wise. That is non-dualism is jnana.
కేవలం ఆత్మను మాత్రమే అనుసరించాలి.
And that is only the knowledge of the
శరీర మనసును ఏ మాత్రం కూడా టచ్ చేయకూడదు.
And you should not never go by the body and the mind.
ఈ ప్రాకృతమైనటువంటి ధర్మం లోపల
in the worldly context,
శరీర మనసు ఆత్మల మూడింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వం చేతనే మనం కర్మలు అనుసరించాలి.
In fact, we can carry on life surgeon by combining all these three, body, mind and the self.
కనుకనే కర్మణ్యేవ అధికారస్తి అని భగవద్గీత చెప్పింది.
భగవద్గీత says,
నీవు కర్మాధికారిగా నీవు కావాలి.
You have got the right on action.
ఎట్టి కర్మలు?
What sort of action?
ప్రవృత్తివి కాదు,
not external.
నివృత్తి కర్మలు ఆచరించాలి.
All that are inward.
ప్రవృత్తివి కూడాను ఆత్మాభిమానంతో అనుసరించాలి.
Therefore, even external activity can be done.
కొన్ని కర్తవ్యాలు ఉంటున్నాయి,
రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ.
ఈ కర్తవ్యాలు నీవు అనుసరించాలంటే అప్పుడు కేవలం ఆత్మాభిమానంతో పోతే ప్రయోజనం లేదు.
As you discharge your responsibilities, it is not enough if you are simply attached
to self. మానసిక ధర్మమును ఆత్మ యొక్క హెల్ప్ చేత మనం ఆచరించాలి.
The physical activity and the mental activity could be taken by attaching to the spirit.
నిజంగా శరీర ధర్మమే నీవు ఆచరిస్తూ సక్రమంగా నీవు నడుస్తుంటే మనసు కూడా ప్రసన్నమైపోతుంది.
Therefore, if and once you do the right activity, mind will enjoy peace.
మనసు కూడా ప్రసన్నమైనప్పుడు ఆత్మ సాక్షాత్కరిస్తుంది.
When once the mind is at rest in peace, one can visualize yourself.
ఈ మూడు కూడాను ఒకే శరీరమందే మనం సంచరిస్తున్నాయి.
All the three are present in one and the same man.
వేరు వేరు మార్గములో లేదు.
They are not diversified.
ఈనాడు మానవుడు ఆచరించవలసినటువంటిది
what man has to do today.
ఏ శరీర ధర్మమును మనం చేసినప్పటికీ ఇది మంచియా చెడ్డనా?
Whatever action might be done, whether it's good or bad.
నా గౌరవాన్ని నిలబెడుతుందా లేదా?
Whether it upholds the prestige of
family. నా మానవత్వాన్ని గౌరవిస్తుందా లేదా?
Well, it will represent the man of the human quality.
ఈ సమాజంలో పిలుస్తారా లేదా?
Will people call me a human being or not?
సమాజం కూడా ఒకవైపు ఉంటుండాలి.
There is society on one hand.
వ్యక్తి పరిణామము, సమాజ పరిణామము, ఆత్మ పరిణామము, మూడింటి యొక్క తత్వమును మనం విచారించాలి.
Therefore, we have to investigate the individual change, the societal change and the transformation of the spiritual.
కనుకని మొట్టమొదట మనము ఇండివిజువల్ చేంజ్.
సో వీ షుడ్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ ఇండివిజువల్ చేంజ్ టు బిగిన్.
ఇందులో వచ్చేటువంటి యొక్క దుర్గుణాలు, దురాచారములు అన్నింటినీ మనం చక్కగా విచారణ చేయాలి.
వీ హావ్ టు ఫైండ్ అవుట్ ఆల్ ద బ్యాడ్ క్వాలిటీస్, బ్యాడ్ టెంపరమెంట్స్ అండ్ సెంటిమెంట్స్.
దూరం చేయాలి.
వీ హావ్ టు గివ్ అప్ దెం టోటలీ.
అప్పుడే దీనికి కొన్ని విధమైనటువంటి మార్గములు కూడా ఉంటున్నాయి.
దేర్ ఆర్ సర్టన్ ప్రిస్క్రిప్టివ్ వేస్.
అసత్యం ఆడటం,
falsehood,
అధర్మంలో ప్రవేశించటం,
unrighteousness,
దొంగతనము చేయటము,
stealing,
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి దీంట్లో ఈ యొక్క శరీరము అనేక రకముగా ప్రవర్తిస్తుంది.
బై రిజార్టింగ్ టు దీస్ పార్ట్స్ ద బాడీ గెట్స్ ఇట్ ఆన్ సెక్రెట్ వే.
మరొక జీవిని కూడాను బాధిస్తుంది.
అండ్ ద బాడీ సమ్ టైమ్స్ ఇట్ హర్ట్స్ అదర్స్.
ఈ శరీర సంబంధమైనటువంటి యొక్క ప్రవృత్తి ఇట్టి కర్మలు ఆచరిస్తుంటాది.
అండ్ దిస్ ఈస్ ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ.
కనుకనే దీనిని మనము పూర్తి మార్పు గావించుకోవాలి.
వీ హావ్ టు బ్రింగ్ ఏ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్ అట్ ద ఫిజికల్ లెవెల్.
సమాజధర్మం మనం పాటించాలి.
అండ్ వీ హావ్ టు అబ్జర్వ్ ద సోషల్ నార్మ్స్.
సమాజంలో ఏమిటిది?
వాట్ ఈస్ సొసైటీ?
త్రాగటము, తినటము, ప్రవర్తించటము, సంసార సంబంధమైనటువంటి దీంట్లో అమితమైనటువంటి వాంఛలు పెంచుకోవటము, ఇలాంటిదంతా కూడాను కేవలము ప్రాపంచిక సంబంధమైన ప్రవృత్తులు.
ది ఈటింగ్, డ్రింకింగ్, ఫుడ్, రేమెంట్, షెల్టర్, లిమిట్లెస్ డిజైర్ ఇస్ జస్ట్ వరల్డ్.
జూదం కూడాను ఈ యొక్క మానసిక ప్రవృత్తి యొక్క లక్షణమే.
గ్యాంబ్లింగ్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఎన్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ట్రైట్.
కనుక దీని వల్లనే ఈ మనస్సు ఒక విధమైనటువంటి అపమార్గం పడుతుంటుంది.
దట్ లీడ్స్ టు మెంటల్ పొల్యూషన్.
ఇండివిజువల్ చేంజ్ కలిగిన తర్వాత సామాజిక సైన్స్ అనేటువంటిది మనం సంపూర్ణంగా నెరవేర్చుకోవచ్చు.
అండ్ దెన్ యూ కెన్ ఫాలో ద సోషల్ నార్మ్ వెల్.
సామాజిక సంబంధమైనటువంటి చేంజ్ కలిగిన తర్వాత ఆధ్యాత్మిక పరివర్తన చక్కగా జరిగిపోతుంది.
వెన్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ చేంజ్, సోషల్ చేంజ్, దెర్ విల్ బి స్పిరిచువల్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్.
ఇండివిజువల్ అనేటువంటిది కేవలం ఒక ప్రధానమైనటువంటిదిగా ఉంటుండాలి.
ఇండివిజువల్ జర్నీ కమెన్సెస్ ఆల్ అలోన్.
సామాజికమైనటువంటిది కేవలం కొంత పవిత్రమైనటువంటిగా ఉంటుంటుంది.
సోషల్ చేంజ్,
ఆధ్యాత్మికమైనటువంటిది పూర్తి పవిత్రంగా ఉంటుంటుంది.
ద స్పిరిచువల్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్ ఇస్ టోటల్లీ సీక్రెట్.
కనుకనే దీనినే SAI అన్నారు.
దిస్ ఈజ్ సెడ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్డ్ SAI.
ఎస్ అనేటువంటిది ఏమిటి?
What is yes?
అది ఏ స్పిరిచువల్ పరివర్తన.
That is spiritual transformation.
సామాజిక పరివర్తన అనేటువంటిది ఏ అంటే ఏమిటిది?
What is A?
అసోసియేషన్ పరివర్తన.
Change in association.
అది సామాజిక పరివర్తన.
This is societal change.
ఐ అనేటువంటిది ఇండివిజువల్ పరివర్తన.
ఐ ఇస్ ఇండివిజువల్ చేంజ్.
కాబట్టి ఇవన్నీ కూడా ఒక స్థాయిలోనే విలీనమై ఉంటున్నాయి.
All these three are there only in Sai.
ఇంతే కాదు,
నాట్ ఓన్లీ దిస్,
ఇంకా అనేక రకమైనటువంటి మార్గంలో ప్రవర్తిస్తున్నారు.
దేర్ మెనీ మెనీ థింగ్స్ హ్యాపెనింగ్.
మన విద్యార్థులు ఆ విధమైనటువంటి దీంట్లో బ్యాడ్ లీడ్ ఎప్పుడు చేయకూడదు.
అవర్ స్టూడెంట్స్ షుడ్ నెవర్ ప్రొసీడ్ అలాంగ్.
తల్లిదండ్రులను సంతోష పెట్టండి,
మేక్ యువర్ పేరెంట్స్ హ్యాపీ.
తల్లిదండ్రులకు ప్రసన్నులు చేయండి,
అండ్ మేక్ ప్లీజ్ యువర్ పేరెంట్.
నీకేదైనా ఇష్టం లేకపోతే వాళ్ళని తగిన రీతి లోపల వాళ్ళకు మాటలు చెప్పి వాళ్ళని సంతృప్తి పరచండి.
ఇఫ్ దే డోంట్ అగ్రీ విత్ యూ, ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దెమ్ స్వీట్లీ.
అంతేకాదు, విరుద్ధమైన మార్గంలో మీరు ఎప్పుడు ప్రవేశించకండి.
నెవర్ యాక్ట్ అగైన్స్ దేర్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్.
రామచరిత్రను ఈనాటి కూడా గొప్ప చరిత్రగా పవిత్రిస్తున్నారు.
ద స్టోరీ అండ్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ రామ ఇస్ సో మైటీ అండ్ మోర్ నోబుల్.
అలాంటి సత్యశీలుడు కావాలి.
సో వన్ షుడ్ బి వన్ ఆఫ్ ట్రూత్.
అలాంటి పవిత్రమైనటువంటి హృదయం కలిగిన వాడు కావాలి.
అండ్ వన్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ సచ్ డిజర్వింగ్ సీక్రెట్.
కానీ దేని ఎందు లేకపోయినప్పటికీ,
ఇట్ మే బి దేర్ నాట్ బి దేర్
అదర్ ఏరియా, విషయం నందు మాత్రము ఏ మాత్రం కూడా నువ్వు మనస్సు చరించకూడదు.
అండ్ సీ దట్ యువర్ మైండ్ విల్ నెవర్ వేవ్.
లాంగ్ లైఫ్, యు
హావ్ గాట్ ఎ లాంగ్ లైఫ్ అహెడ్.
ఈనాడు అట్ట కాదు, ఇష్టం వచ్చినట్టుగా పెళ్లి చేసుకుంటున్నారు, మరి మూడవది నేను విడాకులకు బయలుదేరుతున్నారు.
టుడే వాట్ ఇస్ హ్యాపెనింగ్, దే గెట్ మ్యారీడ్ యాస్ పర్ దేర్ ప్రిఫరెన్స్ అండ్ చాయిస్. అండ్ దట్ లీడ్స్ టు డైవర్స్.
యోచన చేయకుండా చేయటం వల్ల ఈ పెద్దల యొక్క ఆశీర్వాదం లేకుండా, పెద్దల యొక్క అనుగ్రహం లేకుండా సంతోషంగా ఇది చేయటం వల్ల ఈ విధమైన పరిస్థితికి వస్తున్నారు.
ద రీజన్ ఇస్ దట్ దే హావ్ నాట్ సాట్ ద పర్మిషన్, ద బ్లెస్సింగ్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ ఎల్డర్స్.
నా ఇష్టం అంటారు.
దే సెడ్ ఇట్స్ మై విష్.
నీ ఇష్టము, ఇష్టం వచ్చినట్టుగా నీవు సంచరించటమేనా?
యూ కెనాట్ యాక్ట్ యాస్ పర్ యువర్ విష్.
ఇష్టం ఎక్కడ నుంచి వచ్చింది?
వేర్ ఫార్ యూ గాట్ దిస్ విష్?
కాన్షియస్ అనేది ఆత్మ నుంచి రావాలి.
ఇట్ షుడ్ కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్
కేవలం పిచ్చి దృష్టి నుంచి కూడా వచ్చింది.
ఇట్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ బ్యాడ్ లుక్స్, బ్యాడ్ టెంపరమెంట్.
కనుక నీ బ్యాడ్ లుక్, బ్యాడ్ థాట్స్ వల్ల నీకు వచ్చింది.
యువర్ విష్ ఇస్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ది బ్యాడ్ లుక్స్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్ థాట్స్.
నీ మాటలు ఏం మంచి సత్యమైనటువంటివా?
ఆర్ యువర్ వర్డ్స్
కాదు కాదు అసత్య సంబంధమైనటువంటి మాటలు?
దే ఆర్ అట్టర్లీ ఫాల్స్.
దుర్గుణమైనటువంటి చూపులు,
ఆల్ బ్యాడ్ లుక్స్,
దురాచారమైనటువంటి చర్యలు,
ఆల్ బ్యాడ్ ప్రాక్టీసెస్,
దీనివల్ల నీకు దుర్గుణాలు బయలుదేరుతున్నాయి.
దట్స్ ద కాజ్ ఫర్ ఆల్ బ్యాడ్ క్వాలిటీస్.
కానీ అలాంటి దుర్గుణాలకు విద్యార్థులు ఏమాత్రం అవకాశం ఇవ్వకూడదు.
స్టూడెంట్స్ షుడ్ నెవర్ ఎంటర్టైన్ బ్యాడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఆర్ ఈవిల్
టెండెన్సీస్. తల్లిదండ్రులకు తగినటువంటి రీతిగా చెప్పి వారిని సంతృప్తి పరచండి.
యూ షుడ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ క్లియర్లీ టు యువర్ పేరెంట్స్ అండ్ ప్లీజ్ దెమ్.
వారిని ప్రసన్నులు గావించండి,
మేక్ దెమ్ హ్యాపీ.
తల్లిదండ్రులు ప్రసన్నులు కాకుండా నీవు ఏమి చేసినా కానీ అది నీకు భరించదు.
వితౌట్ యువర్ పర్మిషన్, బ్లెస్సింగ్, వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ డూ, యూ విల్ నెవర్ బి సక్సెస్ఫుల్.
కనుక నీ దుర్గుణాలను మనం ఈనాడు త్యాగం చేయాలంటే ఈ విధమైనటువంటి త్యాగం చేయాలి.
దిస్ ఇస్ ది ట్రూ సాక్రిఫైస్ టుడే.
హరే రామ, హరే రామ, రామ రామ, హరే హరే.
jagani vehte Shayam Kurvate Paulastyam Jayate
Different forms at different times. Sometimes a flash, sometimes a lifetime, sometimes a king, sometimes a kingmaker, sometimes tender, sometimes a fearsome beast. God Almighty, beyond the shackles of time, space and reason, He manifests in a form for you and me to feel, see and wonder. Wonder? Wonder? I wonder. I wonder why God comes in a form at all. Why should He manifest as an avatar?
The next is a buzzer question. Press the buzzer if you're confident to answer. And the question is, why does God manifest as an avatar? I repeat, why does God manifest as an avatar?
In the Gita, Krishna has declared,
Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam dharmasya tadatmanam srajamyaham.
So God comes to establish dharma whenever there is a decline.
That is a good answer, but tell me this. Lord Rama manifested in the Treta Yuga, but after his avatar came the Dwapara. Krishna came in the Dwapara Yuga and Kali Age followed his avatarhood. And it is said, dharma walked on 3 feet in Treta, 2 feet in Dwapara, and just one holds it up in Kali. Every time an avatar manifested, Didn't dharma really decline? So I'm afraid, friend, that your answer is wrong.
Well, in the same Gita, Krishna says,
Paritranay sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkrutam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge sambhavami yuge yuge.
So he comes for protecting the good and punishing the bad.
Seems like a solid answer. Let me see. It is said in the Manusmriti, Dharmo Rakshati Rakshitaha. Those that uphold and protect goodness and righteousness will be protected by that goodness and righteousness itself. So you don't need God to manifest as a protector, isn't it? Sorry, sir, your answer is not convincing or comprehensive too.
Bhagwan himself explains the meaning behind an avatar in a beautiful padyam.
Avatarinchutayenutalo arthamemi Avatarinchutayenutalo arthamemi Narulapai priti vatsalya parata doda varisthai ki daivambu vachu bhuvi ki
God comes out of his motherly love for his children to allow them to love him, relate to him, and make him a part of their life.
That is it. Yes. That seems like the most perfect answer. Omnipotence is a shining hue of his divine aura we adore. Can you think of something God cannot do?
No, he is all powerful. There is nothing beyond him. Then what is it that he can achieve better when in our midst than he can when in his heavenly high altar? It is indeed the sweet prema bandham, the bond of sweet love.
Dharma sthapana is indeed an avatar's mission supreme. But what dharma is it? Is the detail we miss. Prema dharma it is. Look, how many lovers of the divine were born after every advent? Centuries later too, the thoughts of his name, his exploits, pranks, message, compassion has inspired devotion of supreme sublimity. To make us lovers of God is the purpose of an avatar.
Vachadaya Vachadu Deva Devudu Manatoda Tirigedu Kalanugunanga Prema Dharma Ninilupada Divinundi Bhuviki Digivacha.
ചാടു ആ രാമചന്ദ്രുടെ ആനന്ദബാലുടൈ പ്രേമസ്വരൂപുടൈ വച്ചാടു ജീവകോട്ടി ഗുണ്ടേ ഗുടിലോന തത്വദർശനം മന്ദിൻസഗാ പ്രേമദിവ്യനു വെലിഗിൻസഗാ ചാടയ്യാ
രാമുടൈ വച്ചാടു ത്രേതലോന ആദശമന്ദിഞ്ചക പ്രതിമതിലോന യുഗമുലു മാറി കലിയുഗമേ തെഞ്ചിന ദേവുടൈ നിലിച്ചാടു ഗ്രാമാന
Day 75 years ago, Bhagwan revealed to us the truth of his avatarhood. We have understood the purpose of his advent.
It is for us. He has made us devotees. Hasn't He?
So we are devotees of the Lord.
Humble expressions of the avatar's success. How grateful we are, Swami, to be your proud achievements.
Ages to come, people will think of us and say, they were true lovers of God. He came to be with them after all. Let's strive to be like them and fulfill our lives like they did.
Oh, we are devotees of the Lord. Humble devotees of the Lord.
వెతుకుచున్నాను నేను వెతుకుచునేయున్నాను వెతుకుచున్నాను నేను వెతుకుచునేయున్నాను వెతుకుచుంటి నాటి నేటి వెతుకుచుంటి నాడు నేడు నిజ మానవ ధర్మ పరుని వెతుకుచున్నాను నేను వెతుకుచునేయున్నాను వెతుకుచుంటి నాడు నేను నిజ మానవ ధర్మపరుణి కొదువలేదు నరులకు కొదువలేదు నరులకు నన్నూరు కోట్లు ఉన్నారు కొదువులేదు నరులకు నన్నూరు కోట్లు ఉన్నారు నరుని రూపముల చూచితి నిజ రూపములను గాంచల నరుల రూపమున చూచితి నిజ రూపము గాంచనైతి వెతుకుచునేయున్నాను నే వెతుకుచున్నాను నేను వెతుకుచునేయున్నాను ఊరగ కాయలు చూచి మామిడి అని భ్రమిసినట్లు ఊరగ కాయలు చూచి మామిడి అని భ్రమిసినట్టు వెర్రి చెరకు రూపు చూచి చెరకని తానమిలినట్టు స్ఫటిక రాయి రూపు చూచి కలకండని నమిలినట్టు స్ఫటిక రాయి రూపు చూచి కలకండని నమిలినట్టు రూపు చూచి మోసపోకు గుణమే నిజ నరుని రూపం వెతుకుచునేయున్నాను నే వెతుకుచున్నాను నేను వెతుకుచునేయున్నాను వెతుకుచుంటి నాడు నేడు నిజ రూపము మానవుని వెతుకుచున్నా
నైంటీ ఇయర్స్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ అడ్వెంట్ 75 ఇయర్స్ సిన్స్ హి డిక్లేర్డ్ స్వామి స్టిల్ సేస్ ఐ సర్చ్ Millions came, millions still come. But Swami says, I'm searching and searching. Are we not devotees then? But what does Swami seek in a devotee? Friends, let us pledge to serve the Lord and assist Him in His quest.
Swami, we hereby vow, we will go forth in all directions the sun's rays kiss. We will search every land, race, and echelon. We, your crusaders, will bring before you the true devotee, in search of whom your quest seems to have meandered into weary disappointment. We promise.
Where do we look for that devotee who will be the warmth of our Lord's heart? Should we look for him in this sacred land of Bharat? Or look for her in the cradle of Western cultures? Will there be a halo around the head, or will the feet walk without touching the ground?
I know where to look for the true devotee. Must be the one who sings his praises every day, or chants Vedas, dawn and dusk, come what may. He must be a bhajan singer in Prashanti, or one who chants Vedam here, in a center, or in a samiti. Look for one who in Nagar Sankirtan is always present, or in doing Abhishekam and Archana is resolutely incessant. The true devotee must be one who in his worship spends most of the day.
Pardon, brothers, my intruding. I heard you speak of your noble quest and of the obvious direction. A question I have, an answer I seek. hope you ponder Sans predilection. In the Ramayana, whom do you adore? The hordes of the fidgety monkey army? Or Ravana, the mighty, sinful and wily? Do remember, Ravana was a great worshipper, the three-eyed lord. With penance so hard and focused, he pleased. He chanted Namah Shivaya more times than all Vanaras chanted Ramanam in all their lifetimes piled. Would you say he was the greatest devotee, or point to him as the epitome of piety?
A point you have there, holy sir. Mere chanting, worship and penance can scarce make a devotee prime.
Yes. Have you read Ramakatha Rasavahini, the nectarous stream of the Rama glory, from Bhagwan's own pen? He himself explains the purpose of the conspicuous end to Ravana, the precept it was meant to be. Swami says, we have to hold forth Ravana as a warning to mankind that however many divine rites and acts one may do, if one does not give up one's demonic passions and impulses, they add up to only one result, rendering them unholy and sterile. So my friends, in your search for the true lion, go not by what you hear and see. For after all, in the hide of a lion, a sheep, fox or a jackal it could be. Take for instance the monkey, so famed for its frolicking fickleness. Imagine an army of such restlessness. But in devotion, they were marshalled. Their minds in love for him were focused. The leader of their horde we worship as epitome of Dasya Bhakti. True devotion chases the darkness from hearts every nook and cranny, leaving no hiding place for the rodents of passion and insects of immorality. With love for God, even the monkey mind shall become the master's mind.
Sita Ram, Ram Ram Jai Raja Ram, Ram Ram.
Great indeed are those that get to serve and live for Him. No wonder their love is so true, for they yearn the reward of being with Him. Let us search for that true devotee amongst those that spent years with Him. In His proximity, those that prospered, in His sannidhi, who revelled. Closeness is a sure sign of devotion.
Haven't you heard Bhagwan say, the frogs that live in the same water as the lotus live out their lives without tasting the nectar? Could just being around Him be a mark of devotion? But let me not deride your conclusions. They are so obvious, they are irresistible. The great Arjuna, close as a friend to Lord Krishna too, asked Him once the question whose answer you clamor for. And maybe Krishna's answer can light and guide your quest.
Vasudeva, you attract all those who come to you. Your name says it all. Krishyati iti Krishnaha. The one who attracts is Krishna. One glance at your sweet countenance and they are ready to open the altar of their hearts for you. But Vasudeva, tell me today, which devotee has a special place in your heart? There are so many who have got the blessing of your proximity. Who among them is the dearest to you?
Partha, there are three types of devotees. One is like this pebble that lies in the riverbed for years and years. Break it open and you will find dryness inside. Water around has remained only around and never seeped inside. The second type is like this cloth. When dipped in the river, it soaks up the water. It holds tightly the moisture in its fabric grip. But alas, remove from water and put it in the sun, it returns to its native state of dryness in no time. Its nature changes when removed from the presence of water. The third and the best is like the sugar candy. Throw it into the water. First, the surface is wet. Then, it draws the water within and slowly melts away, ceasing to be itself, giving up a distinct existence. When such a devotee enters my heart, I feel fulfilled. That, my friends, is devotion supreme. Nearness is not dearness, and nearness is not always depth. Don't you know what stood them apart? The Yadavas and the Gopikas, both who had divine nearness. Krishna belongs to us, declared with pride the Yadavas. We belong to Krishna, humbly submitted the Gopikas. And in this claim of belonging lay their devotion's luster. For He, His music and His call became their all. That love purified them. They elevated themselves to levels higher than any tapasvi or jnani. A true devotee is one for whom Lord and Lord's will overrule all else in life.
Nalla ni rovina pillana drovito ai. మూలనాటి లీలలు మరల చూడాలి పాబాల గోపాలం వేచేనయ్యా గోపాల
understanding, a fair distance we traversed, why he incarnates and what is devotion we have discerned. But sir, two questions remain begging for answers. Where is the true devotee? And beg, tell who you are.
The one you seek is whose heart is adorned by me. I am the gift that attracts the Lord to that devotee. Friends, I am devotion itself. Don't you recognize me?
Devotion? Indeed, you are devotion. Devotion, the lamp the avatar lights. Devotion, the conflagration to burn ego, pride and the likes. How did we fail to recognize you?
Failing to recognize me today is no blunder immense. But failing to recognize me within is an unpardonable offense. Do not search for the devotee around. Turn within your searchlight at once. For Swami searches for the true devotee, not amongst you, but he searches in each one of you. Discover that perfect lover, well concealed by your own selfishness. Present that devotee at his altar as your true treasure unearthed. That will fulfill the advent of the avatar in your life. Hark, my dear comrades, like all journeys to be true, this one has to turn within too.
Dearest Bhagwan, in this moment joyous and gay, when we celebrate 75 years of the avatar declaration day, we promise, Lord, we will not let fade the lamp of love you lit in our hearts. We will feed it with selflessness and protect it with righteousness.
Your word and message, we will appoint the commander-in-chief of our deeds, words and thoughts.
We will search and discover that devotee from within.
The search will not find its fulfillment without thy grace and will. Swami, we pray for your grace. We pray for your strength. We pray for your pure and unsullied love.
Madhurama, Amritama, Dari Chechuo
నీస్తమా హృదయమా అభావమా దీవించు దైవం మధురాన్వితం నీతో మా జీవనం మధురమా అమృతమా దరిచేచు నీస్తమా
విశ్వాసనే గానమై
ప్రతి తలపుయే నీ భాషయై నీ భావమై ప్రతి తలపుయే నీ భాషయై నీ భావమై
తల్లివై
తండ్రివై
నీవే మసర్
Yeah.
जय जग जननी माँ, जय जग जननी माँ, जय माँ, जय माँ, जय शंकरी साई परमेश्वरी अम्बे भवानी माया, साई भवानी माया, जय जग जननी संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक अति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशिवदनाशीकरा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रितकल्पलतीका अपद्बान्धवा ॐ जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेवम् मरियन्तयुनीवे स्वामी मरियन्तयुनीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथा नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथा नागेन्द्राश्रयना ॐ जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूपम् साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगल आरती अंदुको मंगल आरती अंदुको नंदर गिरिधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण 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 सत्य नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरु सत्यनारायण नारायण ॐ जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण सत्यनारायण नारायण 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 सत्यनारायण नारायण ॐ सत्यनारायण नारायण ॐ जय
Sadgurudeva. Loka Sukhino Bhavanto Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavanto Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavanto Shanti.
Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba.